Well, Kathy and Frank, that was certainly a testament to here I am, you know. Always, you're never unaccompanied. Jennifer asked me, or sent this to me, said, I really wish at some point you would do this. It's a Mary Chapin Carpenter song. And I like the song a lot because it really has, you can do dual interpretations. Here I am, living in the present, not worrying about the past, can't fix that, that's gone and done, present living. And also, in your experience, Kathy and Frank, here I am, you were there, you were accompanied by, you know, the higher powers, so. Longer for lesser things, but here I am. Who really knows what tomorrow brings, but here I am. Just in case you were wondering, just in case you got lost again, just in case you run out of friends, here I am. It's so easy just to rip and to tear, so here I am. What you need the most disappears into thin air, so here I am. May stay true, it doesn't really matter what you do. I have never forgotten you. Here I am. Some days our reach is bound to far exceed our grasp. I gave up hoping long ago I could fix the past. Here I am. Today I called you for the very first time in a million years. You would never told you so about those million tears. Life doesn't wave as it's passing by. We better grab on fast and hold on tight. Don't forget to shine your light.
Once again, Bonnie, thank you. Now it's time for our speaker. And please open your hearts and your mind to receive the words of spirit that Reverend Connie Bethgrad has for you.
God bless you. It's a beautiful morning, and it's a happy day on the inside and out, if you choose it to be. In thinking about what to speak about just a while ago, I was thinking about, you know, our beginning of life. In the beginning, everything is so awesome normally for us. We see the little chickies. We see, in the spring, we see the little bunnies. We see the butterflies. We see the flowers. And normally we have parents that show you all this wonderment of the earthly world around us. And then we begin to get a little older, and life begins to happen. And what happens on those days when all of a sudden we don't notice any of those things anymore? And all of a sudden, instead of the happy things, maybe somebody tells us something we don't like, and we get hurt, and we get upset, and our world is, oh, what do they think of me? And we begin the cycle of the ego, of feeling good about ourselves, of not feeling so good about ourselves, of thinking we're better than most, of thinking we're far worse than most. Why does it always happen to me? Well, one of the first things I learned when I became metaphysical was the serenity prayer. The courage to change the things that I could, and the wisdom to know the difference, and to begin learning and working the principles of life. Because until a point when we truly cry out, instead of giving all of our worthiness and knowledge to that wonderful God mind that we don't know of yet, we're giving all of our power to the people around us who hurt us so. So we're always in defense of, I can do that better. I am good enough. Oh, I'm not good enough because they told me so. How wonderful it must be for children to grow up knowing who they are and who they are not. One thing in life, some things that I begin to learn, when I begin to realize that those things that I could not change were the people around me. You see, it's always someone else's fault until we realize we have personal responsibility for absolutely everything in our life. Our happiness, our unhappiness, our faith, our trust, our acknowledgement of a higher power that lives within us, of putting everything into practice. But one thing that I do know is we have guides and teachers who look over us and look around us and watch over us, whether we know it or whether we don't. But when we begin to open our mind and our hearts to a new experience, life takes on a new appearance. When we open our minds and ask for that creative force to come into our life, that we might feel what we have been told in this new awareness, that we might feel it so we could know it. From that very first time of crying out, do you know that our spirit takes on a tone? And that tone goes out to the ethers of higher minds. And we make a connection, because once we ask for a connection, then in vibration, it's already there. We've set forth for that path. We learn in schools and from parents and neighbors, you've got to think with your mind. Your mind's a good thing, the intellect. If you go learn all you can learn, man cannot take that away from you. I remember that's the last thing my uncle told me. Stay in school, Connie, because no one can take that away from you. Well, it doesn't do you any good if life is not working for you, and if you don't know the laws of life. Because as we think in our minds and our hearts, as we think in all of our being, we create our world every day. But when we learn to open the door to intuition, and we learn to open our hearts and start thinking with our God mind through our heart, then that takes over the lower mind. It allows us to see things in a different world. It allows us to see things in different vision, rather. One of the things that I used to do was I'd feel sorry for myself. I'd have a pity party. How come life only happens to me in this negative way? But you know, when you put it into practice, when you really do, Life begins to change. And do you know how it begins to change? What is it that makes a difference? What I've found is that law of coincidence. All of a sudden, I don't care where you are, you could move to Timbuktu. And all of a sudden, you will meet a friend, or you will meet a past friend that has moved there too. I've had that experience too. That has just the right answer for something you were praying for. Or you might stumble and get lost, and all of a sudden found the house that you were looking for. That's what happened to Stan and I when we were here. It was the fifth day of looking for property. And we knew we wanted to be away from town. And we were so lost. And we just kept driving. We were trying to find a place that was supposed to be for sale. And the remarkable thing is, when we thought we were lost, we were guided right to the right place. You know, when that earth mind gets out of the way, there's that guidance of our vibration, just like a magnet that allows us, if we allow it, to guide us, even when we don't know that we're being guided. You know, when we begin to think in this way, there was something that I heard metaphysically that I didn't quite understand in the beginning, and maybe you didn't quite understand in the beginning. And that is, we can never be anywhere where God is not. Well, when you start thinking with your heart instead of your mind, that releases that divine essence. That changes your heart, and that changes everything around you with new vision. And all of a sudden, you get the stirring within, and you realize what the words say, that we are children of God. We begin to get that response within that can never leave us at any time unless we turn away from it. In the beginning, God. And then second place, the earth and its materialism. And that's all our journey. We come here in that awe and wonderment of the God and the creation around us. And then the earth mind and materialism takes over till it makes us so miserable that we cry out for something more. We cry out for something that seems that is so far away, but yet it seems we have a memory of something that we're homesick for. A memory of something that remember about that tone and that guidance. If we give in to that light within us, we will be led to a place within to where we can find that fulfillment and that attunement within ourselves. As the ego grows, it wants to continually think it has all the answers. As the ego grows, it wants to take over your life. And when we're on that soul path of soul growth, it's important that we remember that in the light there is no fear. And there is a saying, and in the Bible, faith without works is nothing. Well, it has been also said, works without faith is nothing. In other words, when you go about working and living natural law and having that trust and having that faith and that knowledge that there is no fear because we're always taken care of in God mind. We're always taken care of in God essence. And as we grow and as we trust and as we begin to lean, life begins to change for us in so many ways that we become aware of as long as we do our spiritual best, the universe will give us its spiritual best. As long as we live and we do what we know spiritually, there is never a time when our needs will not be met. I've tried it over and over and over. In my quest for time in the beginning, there was a time when, honestly, I had no groceries. I was a single mom, and I thought, I'm always the kind I'm not going to tell anybody. By golly, I know everything's going to be all right. And you know, a friend just happened to drop by that day with a sack full of groceries, ready to have a party that got us through until payday at that time. You know, there's something in manufacturing that's called just in time. Well, in my life, everything has come just in time. And when you live in just in time, then it's a wonderful thing, because then you've lost your fear. Because over and over and over, God's law always works. Over and over again. In that beautiful song that we sing each Sunday, I just came to praise the Lord. Interpretation of Lord means law. And in that knowing spiritual law and becoming aware of the warmth of the essence that is within each and every one of us, when we come and praise and love and worship that wonderful metaphysical law that allows us to live in joy and peace and freedom, it's a beautiful thing. You see, in the old religion that I grew up with, it was fear, and it was anguish, and it was punishment. And that didn't work too well for me. And I just bet you it didn't work too well for you either. Because only when we become aware of who we are and what we are, especially in this Aquarian age, do we have the vision of realizing that we truly are all one, and we truly are the world in many colors, in many languages, in many religions, but we're all one. And in this new spiritual vision that's going over the earth plane, let's put our gratitude and our vision in what is right instead of what is wrong. You can listen every day to CNN and Fox and all of those. They will tell you what's wrong. Why don't we tell the world what's right? That's what the difference is. As we grow within, so it is without. As we grow within, so it magnifies out there to each of our neighbors, as Jesus said, even to the least of us. As we grow and share our light, our vision becomes one set on beauty and dreams and glistenings. And the difference is our dreams seem to change. We no longer care about the mansion around the corner. We begin to care about the mansion within and discovering those many rooms and facets of our spiritual self that leads us and guides us to that longing, that where we are praying and wanting to be. Life is an opportunity. And life, too, sometimes are testing times. A test in faith, a test in trust, and a test in belief until it works out so that we can walk in the knowledge. God bless you.